football or soccer, which has taken a dramatic fall this week after a corruption scandal at FIFA unseated the most holy Sepp Blatter from his throne.
We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now.
But Blatter's gone, and the most popular sport in the world must go on. The Women's World Cup tournament is underway. And unlike in the men's game, where American teams have a hard time being relevant, the U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team is a powerhouse. Last time, the U.S. made it to the finals, only to lose to Japan. This time around, two predictions. 538.com says the U.S. is the most likely to win, but not by much, while official FIFA rankings have Germany in the number one spot. The American team will face Australia first. Kat Whitehill joins us, retired professional soccer defender. She was a gold medalist at the 2004 Olympic Games in Athens and has played in two World Cups. She's now an announcer for Fox at the Women's World Cup. Pretty exciting, Kat, hey?
It's very exciting. I'm glad it's finally started here in Canada.
Do you think they've gone in as a favorite, the U.S. team?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's hard to deny any tournament that the United States enters that they're not a favorite. I mean, they go in expecting to win every single game they play, and they typically do. So, you know, with this World Cup, there's a difference in their preparations and the look in their eyes that they want this more than I've seen them win in a long time.
Who are the returning veterans on the U.S. team?
Well, the main ones are players like Abby Wambach, you know, who she's been quoted saying, you know, if she doesn't win this World Cup, then, you know, that tarnishes her career. And she has a career where she's been FIFA World Player of the Year. She's won Olympic gold medals. She's the greatest goal scorer in the history of soccer, men and women. So she's had a pretty decent career. And yet this World Cup has been elusive for her. And so she really wants to win it. Carly Lloyd is another one that she's kind of the engine in the midfield that has scored two game winners in Olympics to win the gold medal. And she wants this World Cup as well. And play other players like Hope Solo in the goal and Chrissy Rampone, who's the only returning player from the 1999 World Cup that won the World Cup. So the list goes on when it comes to veterans, which bodes well for this U.S. team.
What do you make of the bracket that the U.S. team is in? What's going to be the toughest competition?
Well, unfortunately for the United States, they're in what we like to call the group of death. And the reason for that is they're playing Sweden, who's in, you know, the top 10, Australia, who's in the top 10, and Nigeria, who is, for some reason, they're always in our group. I mean, I played them both times in the World Cups I was in, and they're just extremely difficult because of how athletic they are and fast. And, you know, it's just hard to beat them because even if you beat them once as a forward, you got to beat them one to two more times because they get back so quickly. And then after that, you know, if they continue to win, there's a possibility that, you know, they could meet the likes of Germany and France quite early in the tournament. And, you know, they're kind of the favorites as well. Everybody's either picking Germany or France, the United States to win. You know, so it's just extremely difficult for the United States to get through to the final. But the good news is that's how the United States like it. They want to play the best, and, you know, that way they can claim, when they do win, they can claim the trophy the right way.
Who are the players on Germany and France's teams that are likely to stand out as we move through the tournament?
Well, yesterday, actually, Germany beat the Ivory Coast 10-0, and two players had
hat tricks.
It's a tough score line, but it's great for women's soccer because we've expanded the field, and it'll just give Ivory Coast some exposure and, you know, some experience. But Cecilia Sausage was one of them. For Germany scored three, and then Anja Mittag scored three as well. So those are two players to watch out for. Another young player, her name is Jennifer Marijan. She's one of those midfielders that can play just about anywhere in the midfield, but she'll make a difference defensively, offensively. She's just a special player that we should watch for years to come because she's so young. And then for France, one of my favorite players is Eugenie Mère. She's a technically gifted, but just a natural goal scorer. And then Louisa Nassib in the midfield is so crafty on the ball that it's so difficult to get the ball away from her just because of how technically sound she is. And the speed all around for France is difficult for the United States, actually. They went to France this past winter, and they lost to France, you know, and so that was difficult for the United States. So it's going to be a tough go-round for the U.S.
Is this tournament a relief for FIFA, which gets to, you know, take a breath from all of the scandal that's transpired over the last few weeks? Is FIFA heavily involved in the women's game?
You know, I think relief is a good word for them. You know, it's one way to distract, you know, the people that are so involved in soccer, and, you know, just to look the other way and have a positive outlook on FIFA. And they are definitely involved with women's soccer. I mean, you know, it's taken a while, but they're getting there. And I mean, you know, you have to look back when Sepp Blatter was, you know, president a while ago for FIFA. He used to say that the only way for women to get viewers is if they wore tight shorts. And I think he's kind of, you know, eating his words a little bit now, and he views this a little bit better. But, you know, for a lot of us women, you know, we're kind of happy to see him go, just because, you know, Alex Morgan has been quoted that he didn't even know who she was when she was at the FIFA Player of the Year award. She was up for it and he didn't even know her. So, you know, it's something that's been difficult when it comes to women, but, you know, FIFA has done an amazing job in, you know, helping us kind of get our foot in the door when it comes to soccer. And now they've expanded the field to, you know, 24 teams, which this is the first time it's ever been this big. So that's exciting for women's soccer. So FIFA is doing a nice job. You know, it'd just be interesting to see who kind of takes the leadership role now.
As you've been watching really for a decade or so, have the crowds changed? Have they grown?
Yeah, they have, actually. I mean, just, you know, 2011 was so huge for the U.S. when Abby Wambach scored that goal in the quarterfinals against Brazil, like latest goal ever in the World Cup, and, you know, unfortunately came in second. But still, it kind of revitalized the world when it comes to soccer and women's soccer. And their lead-up game, their last game before 2011 in New York, they had 6,000 people. And just this past year, they had a sold-out crowd there in the same stadium of 26,000 people. So it's already starting to show that the fans are coming out. The American Outlaws are, you know, since Canada is so close to the U.S., the American Outlaws, which is the fan base of U.S. soccer, they're coming pretty heavily up here in Winnipeg. And so it's, you know, it's exciting to watch. And it took forever to get our order yesterday because, you know, Winnipeg wasn't ready for how many, you know, American fans were we're coming to this area. So it's great for the United States, and I love how much people are paying attention.
Finally, can the hometown team win?
I think so. I mean, they are peaking at the right time. They are, you know, playing really well. The key is they have to figure out a forward line. They have to get the forward scoring, and they have to find flank play. But I still believe it's between Germany, France, and the U.S. to who's it's to win. And I do think there's going to be some sleepers. Japan, I think Canada could play really well, the Netherlands. But, you know, if the U.S. is playing at its best every single game, they're going to be hard to beat. It's going to be hard for them to beat the U.S.
Kat Whitehill is a retired professional soccer defender. She last played for the Boston Breakers. She's been following the women's game for more than a decade. Kat, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was great.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.